This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I mean, how would you feel about meeting up with an ex years later, especially if you had just come into a large sum of money and then they were interested in you all of a sudden? It seems weird, right? That's where we are right now. It is time for our Talk Me Out of It update, where we check back in with people from last week on their situations that felt kind of crazy. They even knew they felt crazy getting into them. Jess, where were we last week with Anonymous?
She was considering reconnecting with her ex because she thinks that he might want to get back together. They were in a relationship for 8 years, and he kind of was stringing her along, making her think that they would eventually end up in marriage. And she ultimately gave him an ultimatum, either marry me or this is over, and he chose to walk away. He just so happens to reach out to her 2 years later after she comes up in this big insurance settlement. She just basically has gotten a big amount of money. We don't necessarily know all of the details, but why all of a sudden did he come around and want to reach out to her?
Yeah, did they meet up? Was he interested? Are they going to get back together? We have so many questions. Let me get her back on with us. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you guys actually meet up this weekend?
Yeah, we did.
You did. And...
well, I mean, at first it was going really well. We were catching up.
Wait, was it a lunch? Is it a dinner? Like, set the scene. I need to, like, visualize. Was it a park visit? Like, what was this?
It was lunch.
It was lunch, okay.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden he just kept talking about his bad financial situation that he was in. I guess he did, like, a bad business deal. And I kept trying to steer the conversation away from it, but he just kept...
Wait, was it like immediately into that, or was there like any kind of flirting or anything, or was it immediately into like, hey,
trauma dumping on you, basically?
Kind of. Honestly, I don't even think he wanted to get back together. I think he just wanted me to offer him money.
Did you bring it up at all, like about your situation and everything that had been going on, or did he even ask?
No, I did not bring it up, and he did not.
But you think, obviously, though, that he knew somehow that you now had this money.
Yeah, he must have. I mean, he kept bringing money up.
He was, like, fishing, hoping that you were going to be like, maybe I can help you out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, he never directly asked you for money, though?
No.
Do you think he knew that, like, you were possibly still in love with this guy? Like, he thought that at least you would give him the money. You didn't give him the money, did you?
No, I did not give him money.
For a second.
I am so sorry. How are you feeling now after meeting up with him? Like, how does that feel? I can't even imagine.
I mean, honestly, I'm really glad that I went, because that's what I needed to sort of put him in the rear view.
Oh, good.
Good for you.
Well, that should feel good. I mean, thanks. That's, you know, last week I really was hoping that, like, this was not going to be the situation.
But I'm happy that you finally know maybe this is what you needed stop.
That's true. Because even last week, you know, you were saying, I'm still in love with this guy. And so hopefully maybe this is what you needed to see. Sometimes space plus crappy actions can make you realize that, you know, this actually isn't the person that you need. And maybe forever you'd have been sitting here comparing anybody else to him. But now that you see his true colors years later, you're like, eh, you know, it's not the one for you. So, hey, I'm really sorry that that was the situation that went down, but maybe it was for the best.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. Thank you for calling us and giving us the update and for the, you know, the vulnerability and the transparency with the situation.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.